You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We'll have a descendant that is going to be a prophet, and his name is Shemuel HaNavi, and the son of Chana. Allah Shalom. So now, the question that obviously you ask, what is your question? What type of merit he had that to have such a great descendant that would be prophet? What was his zechut? Wouldn't you want to have such a zechut, to have a son like Shemuel HaNavi?
Yeah,
of course. But he, you see, he rebelled. He didn't do something good. He went against Moshe. He did such a terrible thing. So why he's merited to have such a great son? Navi, prophet. And not only that, we see this parasha informs us about Kohanim that they're going to have 24 portions that at the time of service of Beit HaMikdash is going to be given to them. And it's all because of Korach. You know what that is? So now the question that we should ask, what happened after he rebelled against Moshe? So we see they were punished. So there are different ideas how was exactly he was punished. This is the part of when they went down the earth or there was a fire. So now, what was the impression of people after such a thing happened? How did it feel? Because he went against who? Aharon. Because he wanted the position of the Aharon. That's true. He argued with Moshe, but actually wanted to become a Kohen Gadol. So now after he rebelled and Hashem punished him and his follower, so how did people feel? How did they feel? They felt, this is it. There's no doubt. There's no question. Before Korach, so maybe people that were not really looking up to Aharon and saying, no, because Moshe picked Aharon to word the message that he got from Hashem. But they never felt that, this is it. So who caused that people would believe in Moshe and Aharon completely? Who was the cause? Korach. Isn't that something? Before Korach, people, they just accepted. But after Korach, they believed. Yeah, they had no question anymore. Magid Medubna brings a story about a prince that had dinner, stuffed chicken. How do you say stuffed chicken in Persian? Tudali, right? So now, it was very delicious, and he rushed, and the bone got stuck in his throat. He was choking. So everybody tried to help. There was a doctor there. They couldn't do it. So he ran out of the palace. So when he ran out of the palace, a robber noticed, the prince is out. So he chases after him, and he hit him in the back. And the bone jumps out. So now the king should punish the robber or reward them? Huh? What are you thinking? He wanted to harm the prince. And then he hit him. And the bone jumped out. So he should reward them or punish him? Huh? But his intention was good or not good? It's not good. But here we see the outcome was good or not. The outcome was good. So Magid Medubna exactly says about Korach. Korach, his intention was not good. It was not good. But the outcome, like the robber, we see how the impression the people got that after Hashem punished these rebellious people, so everybody believed, Moshe is 100% emet. And that's why we see the reward that he received because, not intentionally, unintentionally, he caused that Am Yisrael to have more belief to Hashem. So he gave me a descendant, such a prophet, Shmuel HaNavi. So now here we learn, if somebody's intention is not good, and he does something that causes the name of Hashem will be sanctified, and he gets such a reward, more so, that your intention is good, and you do sanctify the name of Hashem. Korach, that his nation was not good, but still, he brought such a Kiddush Hashem, and Hashem rewarded him.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.